7 at 9 minutes past 10 now on 2FM.
Roy 7.
They broke up.
What?
Didn't Roy 7 break up? Or have I just made that up? No, I read that somewhere. They've broken up.
First One Direction and now Roy 7. Really?
One Direction haven't broken up.
I thought Roy 7, I just think they're amazing. I don't know if their only album, their first album was brilliant.
You look very petite today.
Because I'm not wearing big shoes.
Is that? But you look very small.
I'll show you my shoes, but I'm not...
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
You'll
see.
Hate them.
It was dark when you woke up.
At least you can't see my toes. I won't freak you out with my flip-flops.
No, but you know why the reason I point out your smallness today is because you have a cup of coffee that looks larger than your head. It just looks bigger than you. Look at
this
you.
This is a normal cup.
No, but you look like Mike TV in Willy Wonka when everything gets bigger.
It's weird. There are some days when people say I just look smaller.
I think it's
a pale thing. I was at my friend Caroline Grace Cassidy's book launch. Please buy it. It's called I Always Knew.
So
in
good they named
now.
Her twice.
She
has two second names, has she?
No, her name is Caroline Grace and she got married and her husband's name is Cassidy. So she took Caroline Grace. She added Cassidy onto the end.
So what happens when Caroline Grace Cassidy's daughter marries
Well, here's the nice
Jonathan.
Thing. She called her daughter Grace to keep her surname in the mix. So her daughter's Grace Cassidy, which I think is really sweet.
I knew a guy.
So if I have a child, I'm going to call my child Dunphy.
Dunphy Vegas.
Dunphy
Vegas.
No, Dunphy Pennington.
That's not a bad name, actually.
Hey, did you see, you know, Unusual Ways to Announce Pregnancies? This is not one of them, just to be clear.
Yeah, Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
Yeah. What happened?
Chris O'Dowd did the Ice Bucket Challenge and then said, I nominate Baby O'Porter. And it cut to Dawn pouring a little cup of ice water over a bump that nobody had seen before.
That's lovely.
So cute.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, first of all, I've been asked to pick up where you left off about celebrities taking, person is taking
the
part
The point
in
is, from that, sorry to cut across, but the story was that yesterday...
Yeah, you fill them in there.
We get a lot of requests to say, Ryan, will you say hello to us for our wedding day? My wife likes you, or my boyfriend thinks
my wife
nice
wanted to marry you.
I'm sloppy second. Dear Ryan, I'm sloppy second. You're sincerely sloppy second. But it wants you just to have something you can put up on the screen.
Mr. S seconds.
S seconds to reception, please. S seconds to reception. Thank you. I don't know what the thirds are called. So they want you, and then you just say, hi, John.
Mr.
Hi,
B. Basement.
Oh, Mr. Or Bottom to reception, please. Mr. Barrel Scrape. So they want you to go down to do that film and then send it to them. So in the middle
yes,
of the wedding,
and you're doing special a message. Of those things.
So we said, if you want me to do them for 21st, whatever, and we got a heap of requests to do them. So I said, I'll do them. Fine.
You're very good.
Thank
but
you.
There are other personalities that you can basically pay them to do things. Sunita will do you a 1 minute video of her saying hello for £15 sterling.
Oh, that is just really sad.
Which is probably what, about €18.50 in today's exchange rate.
Could you imagine seeing that credit card going through that in your bill? 15 quid.
You'd
for
rather have the adult movie in the hotel on your credit card bill, wouldn't you? One of my new documentaries is... Sorry, tangent. I did see there's a guy in a hotel checking out of who was arguing about his bill. He said, I didn't use any of the entertainment services. And she went, sir, entertainment services covers a multitude of extra things in your room. Sir, I did not use entertainment. I don't know what this is. He went on. She went, sir, it's the movies. And there was just this silence. And he handed over his credit card. Oy, oy, oy. But anyway, I am making one of my new documentaries is about fame.
Okay.
And we actually looked into this because I always think fame in Ireland can be quite low rent. I mean, you can be visible,
it's easy.
But you still have to get the bus.
It's easy to be famous in Ireland.
But you can also be famous and not have a huge amount of money and still have to get the bus and still be shopping in pennies. People go, well, look, that's you one off the telly. Why is she looking for a bargain?
Yeah.
But then I was wondering, I won't give too much away, is international fame any better? And then you see these people who are hawking themselves around nightclubs for 20 quid a photo. David Hasselhoff, he's the most expensive, £60 sterling message.
Does he do one?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a little industry. How much should I charge?
Shane Richie's 15
cent.
Quid. Warwick Davis is 15 quid. So I would, I don't know. I would say in Ireland you could maybe charge €35. In the UK, maybe £8.
Well, for next week only, it's free. Only. We'll see how it goes. Then I'll like the newspapers on the internet. I'll start a small charge to see how it goes. And then
first one's free, yeah.
First one's free, and then everything after that it's will be charged. So... resplendent in green. Maya, what have you got for us today?
Thank you very much. You didn't even make fun of me.
No, I like green. I like green and yellow on girls. And they're really nice colours. Yellow work on the right girl. It's a great colour. It's brave.
Be a bit big bird.
Not if she's...
careful.
Just you keep going. I'll shut up.
Okay. Anyway, today we are talking about gender stereotypes. 3 days ago, I had a rare afternoon off. I was going to go and try Bikram yoga, and then I decided not. Apparently, it's really, really sweaty.
Bibi Baskin.
Bibi
She's your woman. She went to India and has become a Bikram yoga master.
Is she indeed?
Yeah, that's where she is, living in India. Lovely woman.
Is it named after her? Bikram, Bibi Baskin, Bikram yoga. No.
Mildly racist.
Anyway, I didn't do it. No, why is that racist?
Just the way you were doing that. There's something about that.
Anyways, I decided in lieu of doing that, I would do some DIY. I would use my time off wisely. I have a tiny little utility in my flat. I wanted to put shelves up. Went to a DIY store, walked in. I had, you know, I wasn't dressed in high heels and a pink Barbie dress. Walked in. I knew what I was looking for. Got my brackets, got some wood. The guy goes, well, hello there. Well.
Given your size, he probably put you up in his palm of his hand and said, look at this little thing.
And then he started explaining to me how the brackets work. And obviously the brackets, they're L-shaped. The shorter end goes on the bottom of the shelf. The longer end goes against the wall to give you more security. And he was holding up saying, this isn't going to fit. And I turned it around and went, sir, it goes the other way. So I think I'd made my point that, like, you know, I do. He said, concrete wall or plaster? But I said, no, I have my concrete wall roll plugs. I own a good drill. He's like,
Look at you
and your knowledge of roll plugs. So patronising. He then managed to talk me into getting larger roll plugs. I should have stuck to my guns. It was a concrete wall, drilled a massive one. These are way too big for a small shelf. Had to go back to the shop and get more roll plugs. But I got a taxi home afterwards because I had the shelving. Got in, the taxi driver goes, no, what's a girl like you doing with wood like that? What now? Where's your fella? What's going on here? And I thought, really?
Yes.
It's two pieces of wood and some brackets and a bag of... I can handle this. And the shelves went up, they held, and they look great. Thank you very much. But I was thinking, in this day and age now, why would people still presume? Now, I understand it's... until the day that men have babies, which will never be the case, thank God, there is usually... gender-specific roles in the house. And in the case of most of my friends, most of my female friends would cook and do the housework and their husbands would do most of the DIY. That tends to be the case, but not always. And a lot of women now live on their own. I've lived on my own for a long time. I do all my DIY. There was a well-known DIY superstore did a survey a couple of years ago, did some research, and they said that now like 3/4 of women would be confident in doing their own DIY. And obviously certain things that require strength you might need a fella for. Women said they were sick, single, and were sick of having to ask their dads or male colleagues to come and give them a hand putting up a shelf or a curtain rail. So why do we still default back to this?
Does your dad, is he available for such jobs?
My dad's great with DIY, and actually he was quite offended that
you didn't ask for his help.
I didn't ask for his help with the shelves, and then that upset me. He's going to say, well, I can. He's quite proud that I can do it, you know. I can do some very basic plumbing. I made my own shelves for my airing cupboard, put up all my curtain rails.
I'm impressed by that. I wouldn't be able to do any of that.
Would you not?
No, man, I wouldn't.
You're useless.
I'm a galoot.
And I think a lot of women I know felt that it was a point of principle, matter of pride, to be able to do it themselves rather than have to go and ask.
I think for you, you just saved yourself a few bob getting somebody else to do it.
Here.
I think this all comes down to Johnny Meanpants. You just didn't want to pay the man to do it.
No, I didn't. I did a feature wall in my bedroom and I did pay someone to come put wallpaper up.
Yeah, but that was because you would have made a bags of that.
Yeah, I would have made a bag.
What my concern, my worry is for DIY-wise is that anytime I've ever tried anything, it ends in tears. Like I'll try to put a nail in the wall, the whole wall suddenly cracks all around it, or something stupid like that. Yeah. So I just say, no, if I want something done properly, I'll ask somebody who knows what they're doing to do it, rather than have a go. Yeah,
you have staff, I don't. But it's if you don't have any interest in it. I've always loved arts and crafts. DIY is just an extension of arts and crafts, isn't it?
That's a good way of putting it.
So really heavy stuff I can't do, but the basic stuff, there's a real pride. And like my husband now would be he needs pictures and everything to be perfect and really, he comes into my flat and just kind of realigns everything.
I can understand that.
And he'd use plumb lines now to get pictures straight if you're hanging two pictures over each other.
I'll talk to him about that next time he's over because that's a conversation. But do you know, but then he may want to talk to me about my ridiculous OCD thing, which is...
What is your...
Oh, this is bonkers one and I don't know.
Everyone has one or two and that is normal.
My one is when you're turning up the volume on the TV...
Yeah.
And the numbers come on. Like the volume goes 37, 8, 9, 9, 9, 9.
It has to be an even number?
Even or 5. Like, it has to be 35 or 40 or 32. I will not watch the television peacefully on a 33 or 29.
That's bizarre. I have that too. And I have two controls. Because one is for the digibox.
I'm not alone, Michael Jackson. I am not alone.
There's a digibox and there's a telly. And people just put the digibox up to max and they're damaging the telly. So they both have to be kind of equal. But they both have to be on even numbers. I have that too. And I don't like it. It was on 39 the day I panicked. I went, who left it on 39? What the heck?
See, 39 is not... I couldn't relax watching anything on 39.
Oh, no, but I changed it back to 38.
Or 40. 40 is probably a bit loud.
Keep it down.
I'd settle on a 38 for that.
It's a shame that the Late Show doesn't start at half nine then, isn't it?
Is that 9:35?
9:36.
No, it's not 36. 9:34. Friday week.
Is it?
Yep, Friday week.
Do you have Maria Walsh on?
The Rose Tree? Yeah. That's looking highly likely, but yes. I can't confirm.
Well, I need to thank her because my utility room, the aforementioned mini utility room, I bought a new tumble dryer with, and she paid for half of it.
What, the Rose Tree?
Yes.
How?
Because I placed a bet on her.
You're joking.
I got her at 7-1.
How? Did you get a tip?
No, I just think she's amazing. I met her years ago.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
She used to work in telly over here.
Did she?
And I met her on a little show called Fulcha Towers.
I remember that. What was she working on?
We were all locked away in Drogheda.
Locked
away. I was scriptwriter on it and she was production coordinator. And I've never seen a prettier girl in my life.
Yeah, she's beautiful looking.
Now, she's a lot younger than me, obviously, but she was just really grown up and mature. You know, when you look, how can anyone have skin that perfect?
Yeah.
And
I'm looking forward to meeting her. I've got a
really
good feeling
about her. She was a very bright girl and we always kept in touch. And then she said to me, I'm doing the Rose Tree. And I went, good for you, go for it. It'll be great crack. And I went, she's a shoo-in for this.
Yeah.
So I placed a bet on her. And I'm not a gambler. And the weird thing is, I was going to put 20 euro on and went, you know what, put 100 euro on. Of course, I didn't because I'm not that flahoolock. But I wish I had. So thank you, Maria Walsh, for half of my tumble dryer.
For half of your tumble dryer. That's pretty good going. Which half?
The
top or bottom?
Half.
The high! The hot half. Okay.
Now, the other thing, getting back to what we were actually talking about, women in garages. I put it out on Twitter and lots of women had my experience in the DIY store of just either rolling their eyes when women... Now, if a man went into a DIY store and picked up the wrong screws or the wrong nails or the wrong roll plugs, they would just be corrected and go, no, that's plasterboard or that's concrete. But women's like, ah, the eye roll. And actually, Woody's DIY have these brilliant YouTube video guides.
Oh.
And they now have these gorgeous women. No, not being gorgeous is irrelevant.
You're so sexist.
Women doing the DIY guides, which is brilliant.
Ali's been on to say, oh my God, I'm the same with the TV volume. It drives me scatty. Thanks be to God, I'm not the only one.
Okay, you know, I come in here, I make the effort to write these notes about gender stereotypes.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about OCD.
Do you know why? Because gender stereotypes, those words, gender stereotypes, are, it's like talking about Europe. They're switch off.
I know, but
people
I've
just want to
have
be. Let boys be boys and girls be girls. If we try to make boys be girls and girls be boys.
It's like last week when I came in to talk about lowering expectations, I should have said, creating more realistic expectations, but you have to get people's attention. Anyway, I put it out on Twitter and there were lots of references to garages. As a woman, if you bring your car into a garage, there's that old cliche of the guys just see a giant euro sign driving in and they go, ah, here we go, ah, here now, that's your transponder, that's your flux capacitor.
No, it's not the flux, it's what's the other one, there's something, the belt, what's that belt that always breaks in the car?
Fan belt?
No, maybe it's fan, no, there's another
seat belt?
There's another word, oh damn, I can't, I'm no use of cars, but anyway.
But I think if a woman goes in and shows no obvious knowledge about cars, it used to be the case that some mechanics would take advantage of that. Where if a man if a man didn't have any interest or didn't show any knowledge, they would presume the man was trying to play them and play a trick on them.
That's part of it.
And women are apparently still overcharged in garages.
Women are overcharged.
And the friend of mine
women
in the UK,
host.
Her cousin is a woman, and she was an amateur rally car driver. And she went into a garage, and they were like, "Ah, here now, that's your lightning rod there. That's gone."
Her
she's like,
"Right,"
and she let them talk and talk, and then she just, you'd love to be out there. Then she just went for it and told them exactly what was wrong. And they went, "Right, yeah, we'll have it done by tomorrow.
Hey,
we'll give you 20% discount."
20% discount. Now, my wife got a flat tire, says the text. So I made her change it, telling her, look, you might need to do this on a rainy night on your own. So it's for your own good. And
I made her change it.
I got filthy
like
looks from male passers-by were furious.
Well, I can't drive, but I can change a tire. I can do all the basics of oil and water.
I think you're pretty handy. You're quite an independent spirit in that sense.
Yeah, but what's the point of being able to change a tire if you don't have a car?
Well, that's pretty.
But I can help people on the side of the road if I was walking somewhere.
Your timing belt, Ryan. I'm Susan. I'm a woman. No, Susan, it's not timing belt. It's something else. Maybe it's not a belt. It's something else in the car that's always gone.
There's only
it's really complicated.
The transmission?
Something, I can't remember.
If the transmission goes, it's like the hard drive in the computer going. You're buggered, and that's an expensive one.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the proper put. This isn't starting.
That's the one.
Are you impressed?
I really am, actually. Yeah, I am. I am impressed.
Do you want to put some pictures up in your house? Do you? Come on.
Yes, please.
See my work with plumb lines.
I'm 15, and from a young age, it was myself, an 8-year-old boy at the time, and my mother doing DIY. My father was hopeless. Good man yourself. Good, 15 years old.
Another woman on Twitter said to me that her, I wasn't sure if it was her boyfriend or her husband or a male friend, is a midwife. And she said at least half the time, the husband or the woman giving birth will ask him to leave the room. He's like, I'm actually the midwife.
Oh yeah, see,
they just presume that he's an orderly or a nurse, and there's plenty of male midwives out there. Beauty salons. I was in a beauty salon last week and just chatting to the girl. One of the growing market in beauty salons is for pre-op transgender people. I'm not sure if that's the right term. Before people having transgender operations, before their surgery, a lot of men will have hair removal. And there, it's now a burgeoning market in laser hair. But also, straight men going to beauty salons. She said 30% of our clients are now men.
For facials, manicures,
pedicures, waxing. And she said they're still a little bit embarrassed. They will still make appointments outside of...
I've had a facial.
Have you?
Yeah. It was very nice. It was a very nice experience.
Is there a joke here? No.
There's no joke. No. I'm talking about one of your facials. I did go to the osteopath last week. My sore back. Do you remember my sore back?
Oh, yes.
Dermot Rock got in touch. He said, come and see me. I'll help you out. And I thought you were a goner. I've never been to an osteopath in my life. He's a very, 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 very accomplished, very young fella.
Is that kind of former army? Bone manipulation.
Yeah. And he was at the spine and he said, okay, so where's the pain? And he, you know when you do that with your knuckles and you crush or your toes, your knees?
Yeah, go, I hate that. No, he did all of that.
And it broke everything, or whatever. He didn't break everything, obviously. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. I'd be quite sore. And he did all that. And then he just said, do you know what it is? He said, it's just the top here of your neck there. He said, that's really tense. He said, you're quite anxious. And I said, I think it might be the show coming back and a lot going on. He said, that's all it is. He said, you just need to.
Yeah, I'm not really interested. I'm glazing over here. Are you all right?
I'm fine, yeah.
Okay, Grant.
But I'm just saying it was good. On. Good. The bones are good.
So you're like a Lego man. He said, I took you apart and then put you back together.
And everything's fine.
Lovely.
I just recommend it.
Great. Well, I don't have any problem. Although I have suspected broken little toe.
That's not an issue.
But so yes, I've strapped to the other toe. It's still sore, but I know you don't care either.
It's not. Oh, it's the alternator. That's the word.
The what?
Saoirse and Killiney. It's the alternator. That's the word for the car. That's the thing in the car.
That just sounds like.
The alternator.
That sounds like a really bad superhero.
Hmm.
The alternator.
Yeah. When you can't get one, you get the other.
But that's not a belt.
No, I know it's not. I didn't know that.
Okay. Right.
I mean, I know now.
I'm doing this face.
Okay. We'll come back to you in a second. I need to get this break out. We'll keep going. God. Because, sure, look, what else would we be doing? Comfy Life in Studio. My Deirdre is in Tipperary. And Deirdre tells me that the alternator keeps the battery charged and there's a belt on it. That's what makes it.
Thank you, Deirdre. That all these girls are texting in about the car stuff.
You go, girl.
Good woman, Deirdre.
Now...
I can't believe you did that.
Because that's what you were saying.
It's not.
You were saying
what?
That was. You were saying, you go, girl. Sisters, yay, gender.
Why don't you just go put your back out again?
Why don't you? Kind of. No. Anything?
No. No, I will not. And you can't make me.
And have you any more gender-specific things you'd like to share with me?
No, that's it. Can I go now?
Kind of. Yeah. Well, no, don't.
No, I was hoping people would text in and either agree or disagree.
No.
We had loads of great stuff on Twitter. Lots of stuff. See, I have my own little show before I come in here. All my pals on Twitter, all your followers.
You think you're Jesus now?
No, all my pals on Twitter. We're pals. Okay,
Twitter.
Yeah.
They should call it that then.
And a lot of it is, you know, people assuming that. What girl said to me? A friend came around and he went, "What time are you getting the dinner on?" She said, "My husband always cooks the dinner. He always has." So there's the ones in the home as well, which again people do tend to default back to.
I think when kids
get in the way of everything, don't they?
I'm a bit old school for all of that. Now, how come men make better...
Yeah, but you're rubbish at DIY as well. So, like, what are you good at?
I'm my own man. That's what I am. Tech says, how come men make better bakers, even though women bake at home?
Do you know what? I think with... Baking's a weird one, because baking is scientific. There's not that much... There is creativity. But, you know, if you want to make a sauce or cook a particular stew or casserole...
Well, I do,
you
actually.
You can put in little bits and pieces, and you can... You can chop and change. They know a little bit of fennel, a bit more pepper, or whatever it might be. I don't know where that came from.
No, no, you're right. I was missing something.
What the heck?
Yeah, yeah.
But baking is science. It's accurate. And I think men are drawn towards the accuracy of it.
4 ounces
you
of
put
that.
In, yeah, but it's very specific. So and I've never been like a natural baker, really. But you put in
you're
the exact ingredients.
You're really good at baking. You've made really delicious cakes for us. You have.
God, I bought all those.
The chocolate.
All of them. I bought every lot.
Yeah,
no,
the
I
chocolate
didn't.
Cake. My,
I know. Actually, I haven't bought
really
you
good.
In a cake for ages.
No, no. And I'm do a porter cake from my sister.
I will bring you in
well.
A cake next week. What would you like next week?
I thought the chocolate cake. No, you did a coffee
you
cake.
You like coffee cake, but sans nuts. You
Precisely.
Don't do nuts, do you?
Precisely. Yeah. No, I don't like
Which
nuts.
I don't like nuts either. I don't mind one or two.
Oh,
I don't mind one.
Come on.
It's welcome to 1975 on 2FM.
You want to see it upstairs, it's the worst. Waller's the worst.
Oh, I know.
Everything has devil. A... Oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. You can't... Oh, I'm a pop me. Where were we?
I will bring you in a coffee cake next week.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, what day... yes, I am.
Wash,
here.
Wash.
Okay. No, I've got to be away for a few days for emergency toy show business that
oh,
has taken
exciting.
Me away from RTE for
you
th- can't. 3 days.
Oh, see, when you start three talking days. About toy show, you're like Aldi and Lidl talking about the Christmas pudding.
I know, sorry,
in.
No,
I don't
all
want
saying,
to think,
just,
think about that.
I'm kind of telling the listeners.
I know, you have to be organised.
I have to be organised.
It has to be planned.
And I won't be here on
People
on
don't
Friday.
Realise how much work goes into that show.
It's
I mean,
huge. And I have an urgent assignment I'll be back here on Wednesday.
How exciting.
Disappear for a few days, yeah. In fact, I was given a toy show jumper yesterday that I have to wear over the weekend for reasons I shall now stop talking. Now, shall we take some texts that have nothing to do with gender specifics?
Yeah, why not? Because there aren't any. Well done. This is just a waste of my time, isn't it?
Wills, tell them this is going to go on for years. I'm over 6 years in the same battle. They can take out section 117s. Moral or not, it's a legal thing. All I can say is God help them. Solicitors are the only ones that win. My advice is if I could go back, sell it all, do a deal and forget your family. This is the
what
guy...
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you now. A guy emailed in to say that he looked after his parents until they died and then the mother left him the house. And the siblings are contesting the will. It's a horror show.
Yeah, it is.
It's a horror
but
show.
But you know what? That's, oh God, I find that so depressing. People come out of the woodwork like that. If they left him the house, you know, it shouldn't be an issue. But because they are siblings.
Yeah, they're siblings. And
well, he needs to get good legal advice.
Well,
those siblings need to really take a long, hard look at themselves if they weren't the ones looking after the parents.
Would they say, this guy says that they just disappeared out of their family life, did no interest in the parents, and then as soon as the parents died, they said, well, where's our cut? They will try to contest, says the text, on the grounds of compos mentis, that is to say her mental state. They will also try to ambush you in court with a witness attesting to her confusion. You will need to solicit the opinion of the care nurse to counter that. So that's very
dreadful.
Ugly, isn't it?
Yeah. The amount of families I know who have had situations like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huge amount.
I don't know of any.
I don't name any names. Yeah.
Of just a messy will situation. Yeah, yeah.
And my own family as well. My Spanish grandmother, her family, there was all sorts of things involved with the family home
and you
dreadfully
know,
unfair.
It is because it scars a family forever then, doesn't it? I mean, it makes it really different. It makes Christmas dinner and get-togethers and everything just awful, and you carry that around.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that the siblings have to think: do they really want to permanently damage their, you know, what's left of their family? Their parents are gone now; they will ruin their.
They will. They'll ruin all
their relationship with their brothers and sisters. But if they want to do that for a few quid, then.
Yeah, good luck with that. Gender stereotyping is so prevalent in Ireland, more so than other countries, probably because Ireland is so backward. So just so Maya doesn't feel left out.
Did you add that last bit?
No, it says it.
Thanks, Mum. Well, I think
you're a great girl altogether.
That's fair. Oh.
Ah, I'm joking.
But when you think about, was it 1970, up until 1979, I think.
Right.
That's,
year
that
of
was
your
when,
birth?
That was when, not far off.
Yeah.
That was up until that point, women had to give up work when they got married. You know, if you worked in the civil service or the banks, you had to quit your job. That was very recently.
There's a whole
So there's, you know, we still have that. On our shoulders.
I'm getting married. Here's your P45. Goodbye. That happened. I mean, that was the way it worked.
Yeah.
You know, the whole generation wouldn't understand
so
that.
The last year problems was putting up a picture.
How much are we enjoying Reeling in the Years?
Oh, I haven't watched
it. It's on every day, every night. Say hello to Donna. She's from Dundalk and she's on the line now. Donna?
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
What's going on?
Not too much at the minute.
Okay,
how
come
are you guys?
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone and tell us. You're in Dundalk, yes?
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay, so what were we talking about that made you think, do you know what, I'm going to contact those fools?
Well, you were chatting about different reactions, I suppose going in buying carpentry stuff, being a girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happened to you?
For it. Well, when I left school, I went and I did an apprenticeship and I became an electrician.
Wow.
I love it. No, you're an electricess.
Oh, here.
I'm joking. Go on, you're doing fine.
Yeah, so that was it. I qualified in 2005. I'm not working at it. At the minute, I actually went away. I did a bit of travelling and came back and went back to college.
To study what, Donna? Sorry.
Actually, to be a midwife. So something very different.
Really different.
Electrics and midwifery.
I love. You're going to be perfect if somebody needs to have a baby in a garage. Come here. What's the story with Donna?
If there's a power cut though in the hospital, wouldn't that be great? She can sort out both things.
She'd be amazing. She'd have one hand where
fixing
it should
the generator,
be pulling a baby out of there, and the other hand in a light box.
Donna, that's so impressive.
Yeah. So I have my uses. That's what my parents keep telling me.
How long were you a practicing electrician?
All in all, 5 years.
And when somebody rang, did they think you were the secretary answering?
No, the good thing was I actually worked in a factory. So I suppose it was quite funny when I started first, because you were fixing machines. So it was quite oily and greasy and that. And the girls used to walk past and they'd look at you like, oh, look at that poor girl. Oh, look at the dirt of her. God love her, kind of thing. So that was quite
She's
funny.
Breaking her nails and everything.
Yeah,
oh, the poor thing she's covered. See, some fellas might find that very attractive, Donna. That's the problem.
Well, maybe so. Yeah. I don't know.
People are into all sorts.
Well, last Halloween, I saw two girls dressed up as sexy tradesmen.
What?
Yes. Good.
Sexy electrician and sexy plumber.
Oh, very good.
Oh, here. Is it good? A lot of women, though, and elderly women who live alone, they would love to have a female tradesperson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was partly when I started it. I did think there was a niche there, but it was something I wanted to do, kind of nursing end of thing. But when I did my leave insert, I wasn't able to because I didn't have a language. So that's kind of why I'm going back to live the dream now.
So have you started studying the midwifery?
I have. I'll actually qualify now at the end of September.
And have you got a placement yet, or?
Not yet. I suppose with the way things are at the minute, we're waiting to see. There have been, a few job interviews and openings and things like that. But because I don't qualify until the end of September, we're
not really
sure where
we stand. You can't say a few openings about midwifery.
Hey.
Okay.
But you know what? People are always going to have babies. People are always going to have faulty wiring. So she has a brilliant plan B.
You're made up. Yeah. Donna, are you married, engaged, divorced, living at home? What's your circumstance?
No. Well, I did move back home to go through college. It was a little bit easier. So, I moved back home.
So you're back with the folks?
I am indeed. So hopefully now I do get a job and I get back out on my own again.
So when something goes wrong electrically at home, is there a roar for your services?
There is indeed, there's constantly, I should put lights here, I should change the shower, I should do this. In other words, what you should do. Oh yeah, I have the skills, so why not?
Do you pay rent?
I do.
Good on you.
I do indeed.
I think Donna's a very impressive person.
I like Donna.
Together.
Well, thanks very much.
The electrician midwife, it's such a great combination.
Yeah, well... Yeah, as my mum and dad say, I have my uses.
You sure do.
You just don't want to get the tool bags mixed up, do you?
No.
For those
definitely
two.
Not.
Scalpel.
No.
Yeah, that could be ugly. Donna, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Lovely talking to you
And
guys
best too. Of luck. Hope you get a job really soon.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, see you soon.
See you.
I think she'd be lovely as a midwife, do you?
Yes.
You know, she's got a nice gentle way about her.
That's very impressive.
And it is there we say goodbye after that four-hour extravaganza. Yeah. You're looking a little bit bored now.
Well, enjoy my excursion, whatever it is. I can't wait to find out what it is.
I know. I'll tell you about it another time
and
around the end of November.
I will see you with cake next week.
Will you?
Have cake, we'll travel.
Sans noisette.
Si, bien sûr.
Okay. Au revoir.
Au revoir.